Welcome, lucky listeners. Grab yourselves a hot cup of... Tuck yourself down deep into the covers and make sure the lights are on. It's time for Read Me a Nightmare.
Welcome to episode 40 of Read Me a Nightmare. I'm Angelique Fons, your host. Today we have an original story called Minnie and the Mutant Tomatoes. It was written by me for the anthology Cursed and Creepy. It's the last tale in the book of 13 spine-tingling adventures. I'm recording all of the stories in Cursed and Creepy for an audio version that'll be released later this year as part of fulfilling my first successful Kickstarter. Thanks to all of you who helped support it. Running a Kickstarter is far more work than I imagined it would be, but well worth the learning curve. Minnie and the Mutant Tomatoes is a short horror comedy. It's all about Minnie Brown, who wants to win the local fair, and she'll do anything to make sure her tomatoes are the biggest on Peely Island, including stealing her dad's ultra-secret growth serum. The new formula works too well. A mutant tomato pops up, and boy, is he spicy. Can Minnie stop the tomato apocalypse? Bill Wisner is our voice actor for this episode. Bill Wisner is a Toronto-based technical and creative professional. And he's a producer, director, writer, post-production editor, and darn good voice character actor. When I was writing this, I could totally hear his voice in my head. So grab your trowel, put on some gardening gloves, and prepare to meet the next generation of killer tomatoes.
Minnie and the Mutant Tomato by Angelique Fons. Minnie Brown skipped through her father's tomato field on Peely Island, her face warm from the June sun. She clenched the shovel in her hands, palms sweaty with purpose. She loved the tangy smell of the green shoots in the rich, fertilized field. Even the pungent manure smelled like freedom from the drudgery of school. Her pocket bulged from a little bottle labeled growth formula she'd stolen from her father's farm office. Her cheeks were flushed from the thrill of the heist, and she felt a little sick to her stomach. Like last year when she ate too much cotton candy at the Leamington Fair, Minnie didn't like to cheat or misbehave, but she hated not winning. She wrinkled her nose with the memory of last year's horrible fair. Not only had she puked behind the Ferris wheel from the cotton candy, but she'd lost the youth biggest tomato competition to Farley from the next farm over. Purple rage made her shiver. The stocky boy liked to catch her behind the school and pull on her dark curls. The bottle dug into her hip, causing intermittent flashes of discomfort. She was wearing her favorite overalls for bravery, even though they were getting a little tight in the butt and chest. She adjusted the stolen vial and grimaced. Dad said she was becoming a woman. Gag. Minnie suspected this is why Farley had stopped torturing toads and focused on her now. It also meant this was her last year to win. Once you turned 13, you had to compete in the teen division. Minnie dropped the shovel and fell to her knees where the vines twisted highest towards the sky. With trembling fingers, she pulled out the iridescent powder. Was it her imagination, or were the contents moving, blurring and wiggling like her vision on the tilt-a-whirl? She hesitated, but then she pictured Farley's sneering face as he waved his blue ribbon last year. He won with an enormous yellow heirloom tomato. With a quick twist of her wrist, she dumped half the granules on the roots of the biggest plant and screwed the lid back on. She waited. Nothing. A drop of sweat dribbled down her nose, and she noticed a soupy smell coming from her t-shirt. Her mom was right. She had to try deodorant. This growing older was annoying. So was watching this dang tomato plant. Nothing was happening. Her stomach sank like a roller coaster, and she picked up her shovel to head for a shower. She heard a gurgle, sort of like the Christmas turkey at feeding time. She turned and her jaw dropped. The thick, dark soil bubbled like the leftover turkey soup as the plant vibrated and shot up a foot. The green leaves unfurled and reached for the sky. Minnie gasped. Forget Jack's magic beans. This plant was growing. A ginormous tomato blew up like a balloon and dropped to the ground. It was bigger than the stuffed toy she won at the Whack-A-Mole, She wrinkled her nose when she picked it up. It was slimy and warm.
Easy there, kid. You're gonna bruise me,
the tomato said in a voice full of gravel. Minnie shrieked and dropped the fruit. She backed up a few steps. What was in that powder? The tomato quivered, and dark, pupilless eyes blinked.
Bull patties! That'll leave a mark.
It scowled at her with a mouth that took up fully half his face. Little fangs shone in the early afternoon sun. You talk? Minnie squeaked, crouching to get a better look. She was very careful not to touch him. What's your name? He rolled and his orange skin caught the sun.
I'm Tom. Tom the Tomato. What else would I be called?
He glistened with a visceral goo. Did I hurt you? Minnie reached to touch the tomato man. I don't see any bruises, except those two bumps. The tomato rolled back a foot.
Those are my ears. Don't be poking them.
Sorry. She held her hands up. I'm Minnie. I was hoping to enter you in the fall fair. Not sure what division you belong in now.
I got stuff to do.
Tom spit with mirth. A gooey orange blob.
No time for fairs for this fruit.
She tilted her head.
So what am I supposed to do with you?
Tom gnashed his sharp pointed teeth.
It's about what you can do for me.
Minnie felt a churning in her belly, like the last few sticky bites of cotton candy were stuck to the roof of her mouth. Tom's eyes gleamed.
You've got arms, Minnie. I don't.
Minnie gulped. The tomato had grown more since he dropped off the vine. Tom was currently the size of a truck tire. He rolled around her, getting slightly larger with every rotation.
I'd like to make myself a sweet companion. A real cute tomato, if you will.
Minnie felt a bolt of fear flash up her spine.
What?
Tom butted her thigh where the bottle sat in her pocket.
You put something on my roots, didn't you?
The warm, squishy feel of his flesh on her leg made her skin crawl. She nodded, her brain racing.
Take your powder.
He nodded to a plant with a tiny green tomato hanging off the vine.
And make me a friend.
Minnie lost herself in those dark eyes. Almost not of her own volition, she pulled out her bottle.
Go on, Tom spat.
With a trembling hand, she dumped the powder on the roots of the plant. It grew like the last one, and the little fruit swelled and dropped off the vine. Minnie's head ached as she watched thick red lips form on the plump surface. Long lashes framed intelligent, blinking blue eyes. The tomato hissed, and long fangs spouted vampirically from her rosebud mouth. Tom hooted.
That's what I'm talking about. A real cutie patootie.
The name is Thomasina,
not cutie patootie.
The new tomato scowled.
You overwrap idiot.
Minnie crawled backwards until her hand landed on a shovel. Tom blinked.
Sorry, honey.
Minnie fought acid rushing up her throat as the female tomato bristled, sprouting green leaves from her head. She grew even faster than Tom. Both were the size of tractor tires now. Minnie inched the shovel closer to her side and pulled herself up on her knees. The tomatoes were too busy arguing to pay attention to her. Thomasita battered Tom with her leaves.
We need to make more of us. This could be our rich and tasty new world.
Minnie thought she'd felt terror in the fair haunted house, but that was nothing compared to the fear freezing in her veins now. Had she unleashed the sequel to Attack of the Killer Tomatoes on Peely Island? Her hand, twice as sweaty as it was an hour ago, swung her shovel. She squashed Thomasina, her seeds and liquid splattering on Tom's face. Minnie's overalls became soaked in viscous goo. Tom screamed as Minnie raised the shovel again. His deep eyes met hers, but she knew she had to be cold and resolute, like her mom with the holiday turkey. With a solid swing,
she brought her shovel down on Tom's head. He exploded in a rush of saucy red brine. Minnie gasped, her chest heaving. She stood in a puddle of red fluid, bits of tomato flesh spattered around her. Her nostrils flared as the acidic smell of mushed tomato mixed with body odor. Kind of like an all-you-can-eat spaghetti night at the Legion. With a shudder, she dropped the shovel. So much for winning the largest tomato competition. Tears filled her eyes as she thought of Farley. He would win again. A bit of tomato flesh stuck to her lip. She licked it off, and a rush of delicious sweetness filled her mouth. Better than anything she'd ever eaten before. Yum. Her tongue flicked out to lick the last of it. A smile lit up her flushed face. She might not win the biggest fruit this year, but these magic squash tomatoes were tasty. She might have the tomato sauce competition on lock. Her new recipe would be a sure winner. She took Dad's growth formula and tossed the empty bottle into the burn bin. She learned a lesson today. The only powder she'd be adding was garlic and salt.
Thank you for listening. And please leave us a review wherever you find your podcasts. To learn more about this podcast, and if you're interested in reading more stories like Minnie and the Mutant Tomato, pick up a copy of Cursed and Creepy. You can learn more at www.fawns.ca. Until next time, sleep with your lights on.